I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Now we head over to Hamlin County, Esaline, South Dakota. Dan Sternhagen, the conservation officer, and I imagine everybody that's fishing in your area is going to either Albert or Ponson, and maybe a few up at Clear Lake by Thomas.
Oh, yeah. Been seeing a lot of people coming down. I'll start with Albert. Albert's just becoming inundated with fishermen. There's so many people down there. You know, the bite, it has actually kind of slowed down a bit with that cold front that came through the other day. I think guys are still going out and catching small fish, but they're having to work a little harder for the bigger fish. But it would be interesting to see what happens after this cold week and it comes through and all that affect the fish down there. Moving over to Ponset, if the weather's right or the wind's right, we're seeing a lot of people out there fishing. People that are seen bringing fish in are definitely big perch. Some of these perch that I see coming in are definitely bigger than most of the walleyes on that lake.
Wow.
Which is really nice to see. Still not the greatest success out there for as many boats that are out there. I mean, we're only seeing a few people coming in with quality and quantity of fish. Clear Lake up north by Thomas, putting out a few fish there. Definitely quiet, the quietest lake out of the three. If you want to get away from a crowd and do some quiet fishing and still have a good chance of getting some fish, there's some nice fish there for, you know, 14, 15-inch walleyes and a few perch. Definitely a nice lake to go to if you want to kind of fish by yourself at least. So.
Well, Dan Sternhagen, conservation officer out of Hamlin County, thank you. Now we head up to Big Stone Lake on the South Dakota side, talking to Don at Schmidt's Landing. And what kind of week have the fishermen had up on your lake?
Oh, it started out kind of slow at the beginning of the week. People did very well over last weekend, despite the rainy conditions. I had a group of six guys that got a lot of fish on Friday evening. They went out again on Saturday. Morning was slow, but by Saturday afternoon evening, they were able to get their fish put together, and we're very pleased with the bite. On Sunday, most of my guests go home. Monday, Tuesday was kind of quiet. Of course, yesterday we got an inch and three quarters of rain. The dock fishing, the couple of families I have staying here that are fishing off the docks in the evening have been catching a variety of things, a few walleyes, a couple perch. Had a boat out yesterday. They had a northern, he had a walleye, and he had about a half a dozen perch. So it's by this weekend, which they're still forecasting some rain again, I wouldn't hesitate to get out there and try the bite.
You know, I haven't heard or we haven't talked much about any big largemouth bass caught this summer and pretty soon fall. Have you seen any big bass?
We do see a lot of largemouth bass. The locals typically don't fish for them. A majority of people coming to the lake are focusing on the walleye or the perch, so they're a relatively untapped resource. If you know how to fish largemouth bass, if you enjoy that bite, we can definitely help you find the spots. They're fun. A lot of people just do catch and release. It's not their favorite fish, but boy, they're a good sport fish when they get on the end of your line.
Well, Don at Schmidt's Landing on Big Stone Lake, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Now we travel up to the Webster offices of Game Fish and Parks, biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell. And you're test netting last week, and what are you doing this week, Brian?
This week we went over to the James River, a couple different sites. We did some electrofishing. First one was up by Highway 12. We put in there, went upstream as well as downstream. We actually saw a few walleyes, up to about 23 inches. Some channel catfish, and then a fair amount of carp, common carp, and some gizzard shad, and some buffalo, I guess, were the main ones. A couple pike floated by, too. We saw the next day the crew went down to by Dolan and launched down there, and unfortunately they saw several silver carp as well as grass carp, so those unwanted invasive species were definitely there. Also, they had one common flathead catfish down there, and then lots of other common carp in the sample.
Were you aware that those fish have been in the James River for a while?
Yeah, we've had reports of people, you know, finding silver carp washed up on shore that have died, as well as people accidentally catching one here and there. And, you know, the farthest report upstream we've had is up Jamestown, North Dakota. The silver carp had made it up there. So yeah, we knew they were there. It's just we haven't ever sampled them. And what was interesting is though we didn't see them until we were on that stretch of the river down by Doland. Up in the Aberdeen area, we didn't see any of the Asian carp.
And then last week, early this week, complete your other surveys on a couple local lakes?
Yeah, we were on Lynn, completed that one last week. You know, so I would say it's a low-density walleye population right now, but a lot of the fish are bigger. Moderate density of perch in the lake right now, a lot of those are about 8 inches. So Lynn Lake will continue to provide some activity this winter. There's no doubt there's fish there, some people will catch. The other one which was interesting is Nicholson Lake over by Florence. We've stocked walleyes in that 3 times now and perch in it once, and we sampled it last week and never caught a fish. So basically it looks like, you know, that water quality didn't improve even with the high water. You know, everybody's always said that it was too alkali for fish to survive, and it definitely appears that way, and we probably will not be stocking them again because the fish just didn't survive.
So basically it's probably like one of the neighbor lakes of Medicine Lake.
Right, yep, I would say very similar to that.
How about as far as fishing from Opitz, Bitterwa Bay the last week?
You know, those are the three lakes most people are going to. Bitter's probably had the better bite of the week, I would say, as far as quality fish. People are still catching some walleyes there. Wa Bay kind of slowed down. We just not as many people obviously fishing in the last week or two. But it sounds like the bite is a little bit tougher on Wa Bay. Opitz continues to go strong, but those fish are, a lot of those fish are, you know, less than 15 inches. So it's maybe one in every 20 or even more than that. If you're going to catch one that's over 15 inches, catching a few perch still on Opitz. So that's attracting some people, that opportunity to catch some of those bigger perch.
Before you go, Brian, do you think there's a better forage base in Bitter Lake now for the walleyes?
Yeah, we electrofished that last night for younger year walleyes, and we actually saw what's a pretty good year class of walleyes coming from this year that were, I believe they were naturally produced. I haven't looked at the records yet, but I think they were natural. But what we also saw, and we haven't seen this for several years, is lots of younger year yellow perch. So I'm guessing those little perch are feeding the walleyes pretty good most of the summer. That's helped us, you know, keep the condition up on those fish, and hopefully the growth rate's going strong. And down the road, looks like there's quite an abundance, so it should provide a pretty good fishery here in a couple of years.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Now we travel down to Sioux Falls Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese and fishing activity. I imagine less pressure in a lot of places, but up in your area, probably a lot of fishermen still heading to Albert and Ponset, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. You know, that perch bite on Albert has been pretty good, and heard stories of some of those perch get on them, even, you know, taking a barrel at times. So I don't know if that's urban folklore or what, but anyways, around the rest of the region, there's a few decent bites going on. I got a report from a guy, they were fishing out in a boat, and they caught and released a bunch of nice, 4 pound plus, smallmouth bass on West Highway 81 Lake. And so they had a pretty good day out on the water there, and I guess the bass were actually taking top water and spinner baits, so kind of a fun deal there. I haven't heard any more report. I guess I did get one more report on Lake Campbell, and they're still picking up a few walleyes, nothing fast, but guys are fishing from shore and just putting a minnow out, still fishing a minnow on a crappie rig or a slip sinker rig. So So I think that's still going. Further down in the region, sounds like Lake Madison. I got one report of some walleyes being caught about a week or so ago, and then another report of a lot of smallmouth bass. Guy was fishing off the shore, and I think he said he had 30-plus smallmouth bass and a few white bass mixed in, and then a couple of walleyes, too, a couple of keepers and a couple of small fish. So I think that's putting out fish. I think Brant Lake, the last I heard, is putting out a mixed bag of fish. But around Sioux Falls right now, it seems kind of quiet. We're really not getting much for reports in that area. So pretty quiet around the region, but there's a few good bites going on.
Hey, Dave, in your travels, are you seeing a lot of sloughs that are partially dry or still have water in them? How's the habitat look to you in the area?
You know, our water situation around here is pretty good. I talked to a guy yesterday who said he thought that Lake Madison was down a good foot over the last month or so. So, you know, things are kind of quietly drying up. Some of the creeks, you know, are starting to look pretty low again. You know, I think in the Brookings area we still have pretty good water. Some other parts of the region not as good.
Well, Dave Lucchese, biologist out of Brookings and Sioux Falls Game, Fish, and Parks offices, thank you. Well, now on the phone we have Don Arstead from the Watertown Ducks Unlimited chapter, and it's coming up in a week. Tell us about the banquet this year.
Yeah, it's getting closer and closer. Our traditional Thursday before the duck opener for the annual fall banquet for the Watertown chapter Ducks Unlimited is coming up next Thursday. It's going to be held out at the Watertown Event Center with doors opening at 5:30.
And the cost?
Cost is $35 for folks to join. We do have some other rates available for people if they want to get a table of eight. Also, we do have some upgraded memberships available, too, including our sponsor membership level for $300, which turns you into a sponsor member for DU and also gets you in a gun raffle as well.
Well, the $35, actually, you're a member for a year and you get the Ducks Unlimited magazine as a bonus.
You bet. Get the DU magazine. Couple other little extra incentives, another $5 on top of that to get you a nice Ducks Unlimited hat. And we also do have some duck buck packages are available as well prior to the event. You can't get in that day, but prior to the event, if you get registered, you can get $150 worth of duck bucks that are good on all the raffles that we're running that night for only $100. So you get a good value for your money there as well.
You know, and if you don't want to come to the banquet, joining Ducks Unlimited now, I think, is even more important. You see just Mother Nature and destruction of habitat. A lot of it's been tilled, a lot of CRP. Emergency reasons are harvested this year, and rightly so for the farmers. But habitat is the key there, and we're going to need Ducks Unlimited, it looks like, even more in the next few years.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of sad to see the countryside. I mean, everything from, you know, tree rows going out to, like you say, a lot of those grasslands that are so needed for not only waterfowl to nest in, but also upland birds like pheasants and deer and lots of critters. And DU is doing what they can to save that habitat, restore habitat that has been lost. I mean, there's been nearly 600,000 acres that have been developed, worked on, enhanced, secured in South Dakota for habitat projects. In addition, nearly another 500,000 acres or what we call technical assistance acres, where we work directly with landowners on various programs, providing them incentives of money to plant either winter-type cereals where that crop is coming up in the spring, providing great nesting habitat for them. And also the latest thing has been the cover crops in an attempt to improve soil health. DU is doing a lot of projects with cover crops now with landowners, and again, providing assistance on that.
If they have any questions about the banquet, Don, can they call you?
Absolutely. Give me a shout, 881-0253. I can answer any questions or get you lined up a ticket.
Thursday, the 28th of September in Watertown for the DU Banquet. Now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game Fish and Parks. Bryce McVicker, conservation officer, and oh, fishing close around Watertown, just a couple lakes maybe giving up fish?
Yeah, still seeing most of our traffic on Goose Lake. Amount of boats has slowed down a little bit there, but the fishing pressure is just as good. Most people are able to go out and catch some fish, quite a few limits. Not everybody's coming off with limits, but most of those fish are that age class that's 14 to 15 inches, really nice eater fish, and then, of course, they are catching some bigger ones. And about every day we're out there, we're hearing a story of a really big fish, usually over 25 inches being caught. Not much for perch yet. There is a few people targeting perch. They might catch one or two, but as far as getting a bucket full of them, we haven't seen much of that yet.
As far as Kempeska or Pelican or Dry Lake by Florence, pretty quiet?
Yeah, we haven't seen hardly anybody on Pelican this fall. Maybe a few shore fishermen and picking up some white bass here and there. Other than that, Kempeska, we're still seeing quite a little bit of fishing pressure right around Lunkers in the evenings and then some boat traffic during the day. They're mostly catching some white bass and some walleye, but those walleye are still pretty small in that 10, 11-inch range, so not much for keeper fish. You will see a boat here and there that does find a little school of perch and it ends up bringing home a few perch. Outside of that, Kempeska, a good place to catch fish, just hasn't been a great place to go and bring fish home.
You know, we had like 1¾ inches in the Watertown area. I talked to a guy for 4 miles or 8 miles northwest of Clark, had 4 inches, but, you know, we really need that water out there. Put a little water or a little more in some of these sloughs before the waterfall migration gets in full swing.
Yeah, that's been a big topic with a lot of the guides in our department, what's going to happen this fall with the duck migration. And every time we get one of these big rains this time of year, it really does move the ducks around. And me and a couple of the other officers have been talking about that. The ducks have really been concentrated so far on the bigger water because they don't have many options with smaller sloughs. But every time we get some more rain, more and more sloughs kind of fill up and those ducks kind of spread out a little bit. So as things are looking now, the slough conditions are much better today than they were a couple months ago. So I suspect that duck hunters are going to have a few more options as we get closer to opening day here.
Bryce McVicker out of the Watertown Game, Fish, and Parks office, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.